Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, so that was obviously President Cyril Ramaphosa at the ANC Lekgotla there, and he was giving us a sense of what came out of that meeting. We thought we'll ask SACP to come and give us their reaction to that. Dr. Alex Mashilo, who is the SACP spokesperson, was listening into that, obviously, and I believe was also there. Thank you so much, Dr. Mashilo, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and to the listeners, and thank you for having us in this Johannesburg load reduction.
Mashilo, your reaction to the president's address after the Lekgotla?
Perhaps that's the first reaction. We need to improve our power supply capacity and load balancing so that we can have load shedding and load reduction as things of the past. But the president covered this in his speech. What we have said before as the SACP is that we cannot come from a situation where the state was the mainstay supplier of electricity as a producer state to a future where the state's production capacity is outdated and destroyed and replaced by power supply capacity from private accumulation interests. That is not going to look good in the hands of our people, who knew that the colonial and apartheid regimes that dominated our country built sufficient power supply capacity of the state to the benefit of those who enjoyed apartheid, while the democratic state will relate to them as a procurement state. I'm just stating that because that's our position as the SACP. We would like to see more state investment in new power generation capacity, moving with the times, particularly sensitive to the environment. That's the first thing. Generally, from the speech of the president, what we welcome is the endorsement he has made of the position adopted by the SACP, where the SACP has said that it has adopted a critical but not an oppositionist posture towards the government of national unity. The critical part arises from the things that our General Secretary Solly Mapaila has expressed, our unhappiness, but it is also including self-criticism in the context where the May 2024 elections, for the first time the ANC moved to below 50% nationally and to below 50% in Gauteng and declined by a landslide in KwaZulu-Natal. We have to regain the confidence of our people. And in not being oppositional, our own SACP cadres are part of the ministers and deputy ministers, and we are looking forward to their success in carrying out their functions in serving the people diligently.
Dr. Mashilo, that's definitely not the impression that the SACP gave in not one press briefing, more than one public engagements, where they were quite clear that there is the sense that you are absolutely opposed to the GNU. And there were stronger words and stronger language that was used by Solly Mapaila.
That is the critical side of the things. I have referred to it particularly following the announcement by the IEC and the declaration of the May 2024 elections as free and fair. The SACP called a special political bureau meeting extended to provincial secretaries and chairpersons. That was followed by an ordinary political bureau meeting as well as a central committee meeting. During that period, within the alliance, we held a brief alliance secretariat and alliance political council. And we presented our analysis of the distribution of seats in parliament based on the May 2024 elections. And when we analyzed the situation at the time, our position was that the ANC could pursue the establishment of a minority government, excluding neoliberal forces led by the DA on the one hand, and state capture forces led by the NKP on the other hand. But we were not naive to the fact that even our own proposal was subject to how the other parties that we expected to form part of that lineup of forces would react to it. When we said that we believe the ANC should pursue the establishment of a minority government with the features of a government of national unity, the ANC said to us that it preferred a government of national unity with the features of a minority government. What happened is this. We expected meaningful engagement within the alliance, but the problem was that there appeared to be meaningful engagement between the ANC and its GNU partners, excluding the alliance. While within the alliance, we just had two briefing sessions, but we could not accept as well. We could not accept, and it is what informed over and above the inclusion of the DA, our strong criticism to what has happened.
In other words, one could easily say you've reviewed your position. You've now spoken, now you are more critical, but not against the GNU.
No. We have never been against the GNU. We tabled our positions. The GNU was possible without the DA and the NKP.
Yes, sure.
But in our view, that had to be a minority government with the features of a GNU. So we, and our general secretary instead went on to say that we didn't prevent the ANC from engaging with other political parties. But that did not mean we expected the ANC to exclude the alliance from meaningful engagement. Because when you do things together, you are able to share opinions, you are able to share advices, you are able to handle difficult situations together. For example, as our general secretary has said, I mean, our input to the letter of intent was ignored. And we saw it promoted by one editor in the media in parliament, not even sharing the entire text of the statement of intent, but only the signatures of Zille and the ANC Secretary General Mbalula. Mm. Those are the things that actually rubbed salt on an open wound when we looked back to what has happened.
So in the interest of what the president says, you're advancing working class interests, which he says they appreciate, that's obviously your position and you are going to be doing that. Are you still hoping that when there is that dialogue that will come, well, at some point they said they will review as a collective, as the GNU collective, who else they may invite into the GNU? Are you still hopeful that they will invite the likes of the EFF that you were very adamant should have been given an opportunity to be a part of this GNU?
We held an alliance secretariat meeting last week on Tuesday. And we discussed our participation at the Lekgotla that just ended today and the outcomes of the Lekgotla insofar as they are binding outcomes. The Secretary General of the ANC and our General Secretary, as well as the General of Secretary of COSAT, who connected to the meeting from Venezuela, were agreed that these are the outcomes of an ANC meeting. What we expect is not a jump from the ANC to the GNU partners, leaving the alliance behind. What we expect is an alliance process. So the alliance process is key after this ANC NEC Lekgotla. It's important because if you move from the ANC NEC Lekgotla to the GNU partners, you have left the alliance behind. So we do not expect that to happen. In fact, when the alliance, when the ANC NEC Lekgotla ended with a draft declaration, our second Deputy General Secretary, Madala Masuku, intervened to make this point.
So how do you hope going forward that you will still see your advancement of your interests as SACP?
Firstly, we will monitor the program to be adopted by the GNU. And this is not just about monitoring it. This is about influencing it. And we do not expect from our side some elite perks. We expect engagement from within in the alliance. But we have said before that we will begin a process of mass mobilization because the masses must be involved. That's the first thing. And because we are promoting the interest of the masses here. So if a need arises that the mass mobilization must take the form of protests, of strikes, and other things that will happen. But so far, the mass mobilization is taking the form of soliciting the input from the masses on the way forward. And so far, we are basing that way forward on what we agreed to in the ANC election manifesto. So that's where we expect to engage with the ANC as an alliance process after we have received the official text of the resolutions of the ANC. I'm sure we will receive the official text and there will be presentations and there will be engagements. But if there are no engagements, at that moment we will say, what then do we do? Mm. But based on what the president has said, we reasonably believe that there will be alliance engagements. And those alliance engagements must also give direction on the leadership role of the alliance toward the national dialogue. The national dialogue has to be driven by the government, but politically the alliance has to play a role toward that particular national dialogue.
I mean, for me, it sounds like all of these things are considered after the fact. You make the mention of the fact that, of course, you are unhappy that there wasn't interest in your statement of intent, your own input in the statement of intent. You realize that they moved on without you. Some of the things that you wanted them to engage with, they ignored. This is according to Solo Mapaila as well. So to what extent do you believe that going forward, you will be taken seriously as an alliance partner and your issues will be considered without you going even to protest?
No, no. There are other processes I did not refer to on which there was consultation. That has to be maintained. Like towards the appointment of the cabinet, we did say this when we made our statement on the announcement of the cabinet. We expect consistent and extensive, meaningful consultation all the way. If there is no meaningful consultation all the way, the things that the president made a commitment to ensuring will not happen. There is no way you will have a strong alliance acting together as one united machinery without consultation. So the points we are raising are not all belonging or falling into the category of after the fact. So we are laying the basis for moving forward collectively, particularly if the ANC, insofar as the alliance is concerned, will implement what the president said in closing the ANC and MEC Lekgotla.
The president made mention of the renewal program, that it needs to be accelerated. We've heard this before. Are you confident about how and you know, the direction of this renewal program is taking?
Interestingly, when he mentioned that point, he cited the SACP input delivered to that meeting by Professor Bladen Zimande, the national chairperson of the party, where he said the ANC renewal will not be complete without the renewal of the alliance and the entire democratic movement that supports the ANC. And insofar as the SACP is concerned, the renewal of the alliance will not be successful without the reconfiguration of the alliance. So the commitments made by the president were an expression of the spirit of the meeting because we participated at that meeting. What we are looking forward to is the ANC playing its leadership role with our participation in achieving success on the renewal, not only of the ANC, but of the alliance and the other formations that support the ANC and the alliance. And insofar as the alliance is concerned, we are looking forward to taking this step of completing the reconfiguration process. If we can walk the talk as the alliance, then we are likely to have less problems compared to before.
I want to quickly take a call. Sifudi in Ramfontein. Dr. Sifudi, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo and comrade Machilo there. Pimelo, you are having a difficult conversation. And in a nutshell, the battle is lost by the vanguard of the masses inside the Congress movement, you know. And for ANC to take that decision, audacious decision, to join the DA, to us who are workers, and for us where we are, where the DA insists on the maintenance of the status quo, and Mr. Machilo and the Communist Party are just presenting a brave face. Let's face the truth. ANC, we've lost ANC. ANC, those who are pro-business, pro-capital, have taken ANC over, Pimelo, and we ought to reverse, we are who are workers, and reconsider our position, because really, we're not going anywhere. Look around at the situation, the material condition of workers, and ANC took a decision to be with the DA that says the status quo should be maintained. And they know that. And I think the workers are angry about this. And the Communist Party should take a greater look, a deeper look at itself. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, and Dr. Sifudi. And Dr. Machilo?
Okay, there is one thing that Sifudi is raising, right? The
Dr. Machilo?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. From what Sifudi has raised, I just want to elevate one point and then leave the rest as his opinion. The SACP is an organized political party of the working class. There is nothing the SACP will achieve without maximum working class unity and action. I would like to see Sifudi in that action, which, according to which the SACP is leading a process to forge a popular left front and build a powerful socialist movement of the workers and poor. It is true we cannot rely on other organizations. And it is also true that in a long process of war, you cannot win every battle. So losing one battle doesn't mean you have lost the war. There are many battles we have won. So what we need are the likes of Sifudi and others to come and join this movement that the SACP is building. Because the SACP is at the center. So it needs this mass movement of the working class to accept pressure on the state and on capital to change direction. That is the direction we are taking. So the fact that we are engaging in the alliance doesn't mean we are abandoning that direction. On the contrary, we are combining the two.
Mr. Machilo, let me just play a voice note quickly and then we'll take a quick call from Castro and David. And let me just take a listen to the voice note, please.
Listening to SACP is so confusing. I don't know what they stand for. Mass mobilization, they couldn't mass mobilize a stadium. What are they talking about? You know, this is a patch of false flags. Somehow they play a role, and its role is tricky. I think they're just full of tricks. I'm not sure what they want. They didn't have a problem when the GNU was formed. Now, all of a sudden, what, they've changed their minds, or what, their conscience is getting the better of? It's so confusing, this party, or whatever it is. Communist, capitalist, confused, captured.
Mr. Machilo, I've got a call as well. You'll respond to both. Castro is calling from Davidson. Hello, Castro. Castro, hello. Good evening and welcome. Yeah.
Good evening to your guests today and the listeners.
Thanks for calling us.
Look, Pamela, you know, these fellows must stop playing with the mind game. They must stop playing mind games. SACP cannot even mobilize SNAVA Stadium. You know, but they are talking about mass mobilization. And I want to join the gentleman who just spoke now. From where I'm sitting, I'm convinced that the SACP, they will continue to indicate left and turn right forever. They are part of the machineries to politically manage our country, for our people to believe that they have a voice from the vent guards. They are non-existing, in fact. They are just a stock fella for me. MK is even better than them. They are so bitter towards MK. They are even saying that MK is leading the state capture. There is currently a state capture. They know very well there's a lot of money that is being stolen from the state to date. They have never said anything about the COVID-19 PPE. They have never said anything about the price of the coal that is meant to generate the electricity. They have never said anything about the shortage of water, the water scarcity in the country. Black people, black people in general, Africans in particular, are roaming around the street with the buckets. The white people are living large, but these guys are there, in bed with the DA. They are claiming not to be to be against the DA. I'm sure they don't know what they, I mean, I'm sure they don't know that people are aware that they are just a tool for political management. I want to stop there.
Appreciate your call. Dr. Mashile, to wrap it up, just maybe respond to those voice notes and those calls, please.
I know Castro from Deviton.
Okay.
Yes, so I don't want to respond to him personally. I wouldn't stoop that low. I'm sure you saw the SACP 103rd anniversary rally in Khayelitsha over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if Castro and the other caller are saying the SACP does not do mass mobilization, clearly they are not following the SACP. Okay. Because the rally was just held 2 days ago and it was a mass-based rally. They are talking about mobilizing stadiums and we are talking about mobilizing the working class. So that is what we are doing, and that is what the rally we held in Khayelitsha on Sunday was doing. So we are talking about consistent mobilization. And for Castro's information, by the way, the SACP was the first political party in this country to expose the existence of state capture under the leadership of President Jacob Zuma and his friends, the Guptas. And when we put this forward at the Alliance, we're not doing political management. Zuma asked us to produce evidence. Our answer to him was that we want the establishment of the Commission of Inquiry into state capture to gather evidence. That's how we became the first political party to call for that commission. When we did so, Zuma opposed it, and in fact, every other parliamentary party opposed the SACP. That was in March 2016. So what happened at the end of that year, the former public protector, Thuli Madonsela, prescribed the establishment of the commission with the provision that the Chief Justice solely identified the judge for the former president who was implicated to appoint. That was the only time when the likes of Castro and the others supported that resolution first put forward by the ANC. But some of them, when the commission went deeper and deeper, turned around to attack it. The SACP remained consistent. So when Castro talks about state capture, he should pay attention to that. We have spoken about everything he said we have not spoken about, so you do not have time. I will not go to the details. I will advise Castro, if he wants to follow us consistently, to just pay attention to our website, our events, our activities.
Appreciate your time. Really, thank you so much for making time for us. This is Dr. Alex Mashilo, who's an SACP spokesperson. We'll be back with more after this.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.